The Old Farmer's Almanac has been boldly forecasting weather for the United States since 1792. When the first issue plonked on kitchen tables, George Washington might have picked it up. Now it covers all of North America, chock-a-block with predictions of rainfall, tide, temperature, and even a calendar of the heavens. The almanac may seem like an icon of the past, but it has 18 million current readers, and not all of them are farmers. John Pierce is the longtime publisher of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and he joins us from New Hampshire Public Radio in Concord, New Hampshire. Mr. Pierce, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you, Jackie.
First of all, many of us associate the almanac with weather forecasting, which, given the events of the past week, we should say weather forecasting and seismic activity are different. You couldn't have predicted a tsunami in the Indian Ocean.
No, we don't specifically predict earthquakes, but we do tell our readers that certain times each month when there's a higher probability of earthquake activity. And in the 2004 issue of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we did say that December 25th was a beginning of a three-day period of instability in the Northern Hemisphere, and therefore a higher likelihood of earthquakes.
And we do know that the epicenter of the earthquake, which created the tsunami, was off the western coast of Sumatra, which is in the Northern Hemisphere. Page 66 of the new almanac predicted what turned out to be a white Christmas in Texas, Louisiana, and parts of the Ohio Valley.
Yes, we did. We work on solar activity as the dominant indicator for weather for the year ahead. And the sun is rapidly reaching the bottom of solar cycle 23. And generally what we have found in times of rapidly increasing or decreasing solar activity, you'll have weird weather. So we feel confident predicting that weather will be a huge story in the year ahead.